Galatians chapter 5. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not be entangled with a yoke of slavery again. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. You have been brought to naught, separated from Christ, you who are being justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we by the Spirit out of faith eagerly await the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith avails, operating through love. You were running well. Who hindered you that you would not believe and obey the truth? This persuasion is not of him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I am confident in the Lord concerning you that you will be of no other mind, but he who is troubling you shall bear the judgment, whoever he may be. But I, brothers, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been annulled. I wish that those upsetting you would even cut themselves off. For you were called for freedom, brothers, only do not turn this freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these oppose each other, that you would not do the things that you desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And the works of the flesh are manifest, which are such things as fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, factions, divisions, sects, envyings, bouts of drunkenness, carousings, and things like these, of which I tell you beforehand, even as I have said before, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lust. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another.